Say, is it Christmas Day and your family is annoying you? Why don't you accidentally lock yourself in the garage with the six-pack and put on This Is the Perfect Pour.
He had to get that This Is in there.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. I'm Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Oh man, we don't have Nick again.
It's the Mikey and Matt show.
All the Nick fans are like, what the hell, bro?
I miss that guy.
We like it better when that Matt guy doesn't show up.
why does Matt keep showing up? What the hell?
Maybe we're the same person.
You don't know. Well, Nick is recovering from his Hawaii trip. Poor Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Nick.
Poor little baby.
So we had to get somebody. They're like, we can't do this just Matt and me again.
Right?
Nobody's going to want that.
Just some average Joe.
Yeah. So we got some average Joe walking down the street. Hey, you. Do you like beer?
Hey, Lady Joe.
Hey, you with the glasses. Do you drink beer? Kelly is
Hello.
Back.
Hey.
Kelly has returned.
Yeah.
The most famous voicemailer, drop call voicemailer.
You're welcome.
She made it cool. She's the one that made getting your call dropped on our voicemail line cool.
Mm-hmm. Hipster of dropped calls. Yep. It's because I have T-Mobile
now. Before, I'm so over drop calls.
So over.
The formerly of Carl Strauss.
Oh yeah.
Now of where? I'm confused about your new position.
Really? It's called Guardian. It's a distribution company. Kind of a boutique craft beer. We have a wine product too, but mostly beer. It's kind of what we
Nobody
focus
cares
on.
About that.
Not really.
Boutique beer. Is that how you market it? Boutique beer?
I don't know. Like, I say craft beer distributor, you know, beverage.
What do you have under, how do reps call them? What's the slang for reps to call them? Your beer, like the different breweries you
repertoire.
Have. Your repertoire?
I
think we've heard
sure.
that thrown around.
Yeah. Yeah, our portfolio.
Your portfolio. There
yeah.
you go. That's a good
it's
one
a little
too.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
What's in your guys' portfolio?
6 Point.
6 Point.
An indie. Transplants. We have a few going.
Oh, cheer beer. We've got some transplant mm-hmm. crawlers mm-hmm. over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
We have Magnolia, which they are. Yeah, it's from San Francisco. We have a nonprofit brewery called Ex Novo. They're from Portland, Oregon. Of course they're from Portland.
Of course they're from Portland. We don't believe in profit.
Nonprofit. yeah, and the brewer comes from Deschutes. They're actually pretty damn awesome. Yeah, so we have about 9 kind of suppliers that we partner with and about 4 in the works for early next year. So we're growing a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. So we like it. I like it.
Are you
it's a good transition?
Are you, do you cold transfer? Are y'all refrigerate?
Oh, we do. We totally do. Totes.
Do you really though?
Yeah.
Are your car
yeah.
trucks refrigerated?
Totally.
Oh.
Yeah. It was kind of.
So you technically could have Russian River if, you know. That
yeah.
One.
That's Stone Distribution.
Oh.
That's
okay.
what they get.
We could fight for them. Fight.
Yeah. It's all like Green Flash, all like buddies together. Oh. Yeah. So, meh. That's all right. There's plenty
right.
of other fish
good.
In the sea.
You got a good portfolio.
Yeah, it's growing. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
We had one of your portfolio beers.
Oh, yeah.
On a tailgating session from Indy.
Yeah.
Indy.
Indy.
Huh. I know when the whole Indy beer thing started happening, and like I kept seeing that Indy beer company, and
yeah.
they kind of weren't. Doing any work, paying attention.
Yeah,
I was like, hey, guys, talking about Indy Beer.
Like, what?
What?
Indy Beer.
They were just starting their company. They're like, I don't know.
Your name, your name is Indy Beer.
What?
We're talking about it. Oh, Indy Beer. It's like crazy. Everybody's talking about Indy Beer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Sounds about right. They were busy. They're busy having babies and opening a business. like 3.
They should have been.
They should have been talking about non sequitur beer talk.
Probably. Like, there are three owners, and each of them have had a baby this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Great way to start a business.
What is going on in the back room at Indie Beer Company? Wow.
I don't need to know that. Just as long as the beer's good, I'm fine with that.
I think I know. There's lots of babies. Lots of babies happen.
Lots of babies.
Beer and indie breweries equal babies.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, they're pretty great. I brought the El Primero, which is
El Primero, which is
part of their rotating can series. Like every other month, they're releasing something fun and awesome, a new IPA, different hops each time. And it's pretty damn tasty. So this is their second edition. The first one was called Late Notice. So each one's going to have a different name too. But they have a kind of a cool different design than their normal cans. It has their little signature hop with the city on top, like everywhere. So it's pretty sweet. Dig it a lot. They're in Boyle Heights, which is very close to the Arts District.
Old Boyle Heights.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Everybody knows Boyle Heights.
I figured you're from Lakewood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember Boyle Heights.
It's like, yeah, it's just kind of east, slightly south. Yeah. No, slightly more east of downtown.
Of downtown LA.
So if you're in Arts District, it's south of that.
Okay.
But it's still east of it.
So. One day my friend and I went from Lakewood to downtown on Service Street just to see how easy that was to do. It took like an hour and a half, I think, or something, to go on Service Street, which was like 10 miles.
What's that really long one? It's not Bundy. Shit, there's like one that's like ridiculous.
Took Bundy at some
was
point.
It Bundy? Maybe yeah, it was Bundy.
Bundy's in one of them.
Your dog's just everywhere.
Oh my god!
I want to hang out with the new kid. Oh, let's be
sorry,
friends.
Louis the Lab is taking over the show again.
Oh my god, Louis the best, the best.
So that was a good beer. That is a good job, Indy. Nice IPA.
Yeah.
We also, I don't know if you had this, Kelly, but there was a Firestone number 4 Luponic Distortion.
Oh, I have not.
That was floating around there.
Is it still?
I might have downed it all.
Oh. Thanks.
Dregs.
Put it there, bro. You got bottom pour.
I heard it was pretty good. That's all right. I don't hate.
It's a month and a half old. Bearded Brewer's like, eh.
You can tell. You can tell at the bottom.
I can tell. 5 weeks.
It was six weeks. Around a little bit.
Boo. And then we also had that Belgian thingamajig.
Yeah. Yeah, way to go, Belgian beers.
Yeah, from Garage Brewing Company, the Belgian style triple, a.k.a. the tow truck.
Ooh, the tow truck. It was very banana. Lots of banana. But it hit that 9.1% well.
Which I don't see the relation. I mean, I guess in the color of the tow truck I used to drive was yellow.
You used to drive a tow truck?
Yeah. There was a year of my life. I was a AAA certified tow truck driver.
AAA certified. Is that?
That's great. So glad I know that about you.
That was donated by SD Beer Talk.
Nice.
Yay.
So thank you guys. And there you go. That's caught up on our tailgating beers. Do we want to go full bore and open up something new?
Yeah,
sure. You want to go into yours, or
you
we can open this one?
You guys got something right there.
Well, this is another one from SD Beer Talk.
Aw, such good guys.
Aren't they?
So nice.
Such podcast love.
They're all right. We'll keep up.
Greg's cool, but that Brian guy, he just keeps rebuilding houses, and I'm just jealous. And I'm like, quit fucking doing humanity such a good.
Stop doing all the human things.
Yeah.
Stop being good to humans, jerk.
Stop making us feel like the rest of us are up to nothing.
Stop making me feel shitty every time I
look at the same broken tile in my kitchen and go, yeah, I'm not going to do anything about that.
I'm pretty downtrodden, but I'm not going to do that. Monkey Paws, Santa's Pet Monkey Holiday Ale. I saw this and I was like, well, this is the last Christmas.
Oh my God, that label.
Christmas related show we can do. So we got to do it. Yeah.
That label's so good.
Kelly, you take that, label there.
Oh,
describe
my God.
It for us.
All right. So Santa is flying in the sky. Instead of any reindeer, there's a monkey with goggles, and he's smiling demonically, and he's just pointing.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
It's pretty fantastic. And what? Oh, wait. Santa's wearing sunglasses, too, for some reason.
For some reason.
Sunglasses at night, cool. I guess.
Hipster Santa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's going around the table from right to left
so just
to right again of your podcast now.
It says Imperial Stout. Graham cracker, cocoa vanilla, marshmallow. Mm. Nice. Touch of smoke. Touch of smoke. That sounds really good.
Lost me at marshmallow.
Why?
Oh, had you.
Wait, almost aren't you releasing you. A beer like that this week?
Doesn't mean it's my personal preference.
True. That's okay.
Doesn't like all the beers.
Marshmallow and maple can stay out of beer. Cinnamon sometimes. But marshmallow and maple can stay out of beers as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, man. That's bold.
So none of that, what is it then? The maple pancake brown ale that New Glory's releasing. Not into that.
I will not be in line for that.
I don't do lines. I'm not into lines at all.
There's enough smoke and bite to this that you don't really taste the marshmallows. So I'm okay with this beer.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Beer Brewers proving it. Even though it's against... Some things are against it. It's managing to overcome them.
I'm getting telepathy from the brother. He likes this beer, too.
I like it.
Yeah.
I still can't do a Nick. Damn it.
ABV game?
I can't do a Matt or a Nick.
I already looked at it. Oh.
I don't know.
It's pretty sweet. Doesn't have a whole lot of heat. It's bitter as fuck, though.
I think it's 7.8.
7.8? All right. Kelly?
I'm going to go with 7.5.
Okay.
Peanut gallery?
Peanut gallery?
He's signing.
Studio boyfriend's in, too.
what was his guess?
Price is Right.
$1
Bob? $1. $1. 1%.
Well, everybody is terribly wrong.
Uh-oh. It's higher, huh?
Yeah.
It's like 9.
Oh, yeah, shit, it was Imperial.
It's like 8, 2, no. 8, 9, 9,
going.
8, 10,
9, 5, 11,
10,
no. 10,
point,
7,
what a down. Devil,
8,
no,
9,
you're down,
wait, 11,
10, 12, 5.
Oh,
10, 5,
my gosh,
that I is felt... sneaky,
wow,
I could say it's 10, 5, yeah.
That is a strong holiday ale. You're having a good Santa Bear not have this at the beginning of his shift.
Reminds me, because it has smoke and chocolate, it reminds me of Victory at Sea, which I know Victory at Sea would be more coffee flavor. Okay. But still.
We don't drink that anymore.
No.
You don't.
No.
Ooh. Don't speak for Matt.
I'll drink. Well, my favorite dark beer of theirs is Sea Monster. So if I see Sea Monster, I will buy it.
Hmm.
So, balance point. Cool. I got you.
Yeah. Didn't they have
I'll look the other way when you do it.
They had all their releases recently, too. I think Victory at Sea
Victory Day. At Sea Day. It's the 18th of December, I believe.
Ah, yeah. I think they did, 18 different
ones. Tony Bags.
Sorry, Matthew,
Tony Bags.
Sorry.
He fucking skipped Rush Day to go all the way down to San Diego.
What?
That's why he
Victory
wasn't
at
there.
Sea Day. He was like, oh, sorry, guys, I can't make it. Checked in at Victory at Sea Day.
Oh,
all right.
Well, he did just come back to
Tony
Fresno.
Yeah.
And then he just invited me to his birthday, and I'm like, I don't know. It's too soon. It's too soon.
Yeah, he hasn't healed yet. Yeah, big birthday bash for Tony Bags. Mm-hmm. Is it January?
Yeah.
15th to the 18th or something like that.
January 15th to the 18th.
Yeah.
San Luis Obispo, January 15th to the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All metal, 3 days of metal and
I have
beer.
Something for Matt.
Oh.
What do we got there?
It's a red IPA. You're welcome, honey.
I saw warmer. I was hoping for winter. Global warming? No. Paul, be quiet. Paul's getting a little too rammy there.
It's all right, Paul.
Come on, man.
Oh, you actually want me to open
it? Nah, I'm kidding. No, it's for you. It's for you, isn't it?
Oh, no, I wanted us to share.
Oh.
But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. It's for me confused. To share.
To share. I directed it to you. There was four.
It was like for Matt. So I got confused.
I'm sorry. Gotta clear this up.
Wait, you were going to stop me from opening a beer?
Well, man, yeah. Sometimes bro kicks in over podcaster.
Is that because you didn't give me a Christmas gift? You're just like, yep. I'll let him take that beer home.
Gotta get him something. Producer Becky was all, have you gotten gifts from Nick and Matt yet?
No, I'm going. I'll just go to picture and give him beer.
Well, yeah, I haven't done that.
I'm still trying to figure out what to get you for Christmas. I got time. I got time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Christmas being in 2 days.
Yeah.
I was going to say I could just drop it off on your porch and get away, but I noticed you have the porch cam now.
Oh, yeah. So be like, alarm system. Don't be trying to get in here anymore, people.
He's just like in a studio, like have the red light going up. It's recording now.
I'll just get a text message, leave it by the door, and walk away.
Oh, I can open up the garage now, so from anywhere. Look out.
God damn.
Watch out.
This podcast sponsored by AT&T Mobile Life.
Because I know what's going on in my house.
Now I can watch everything.
Now
every time a door is open, it's recorded. So I can't do anything now. I'm on lockdown. I got to sneak out a window or an unarmed window.
There are no windows in here.
All right.
Just that you know of.
6 point, baby. How are we going to get 6 point to Fresno?
Yeah, I don't know. not the one.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you got it in L.A.
Our owner is
New
actually
York's 6 point.
Right? Yeah, okay. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Our owner, my boss Jay. He goes way back with Shane, the owner. He used to work and live on the East Coast, and originally Jay was working for Boston Beer Company back in the day. And like he's been overall in the beer industry for like the last 16 years, so. Yeah. So they wanted to launch in LA, and so that's what happened. So they were the first brewery we actually picked up. So pretty sorry. Whoa, am I good?
It's all right. You're all right.
All right. So
it smells like an East Coast beer.
They're one of my favorite East Coast breweries.
But it doesn't quite taste like an East Coast beer.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like piney, like an Imperial Sierra Nevada beer, like in the early 2000s. But it smells like something out of the East Coast.
What style is this?
This is a red IPA.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 7.1%.
Is there rye in it?
No.
It's like the red is very in the back there.
Mm-hmm.
Not aggressive red.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, for the most part, for a red IPA, actually more on the drier side. And most of the time, most red IPAs I don't like because I feel like sometimes the malts and hops just kind of don't mesh well together. It's just a harder style to do really, really well. But I felt that they kind of nailed this. It should be, I think, 7.1%, 70 IBUs. They do kind of a number of limited releases. So this was their kind of holiday one. So I thought I'd bring it over and thought it was appropriate for the political season.
It's very appropriate. It's nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice beer.
Yeah.
I don't know about politics, but I do like this beer.
Yeah. This is definitely in Matt's zone.
No, so. It's perfect, but I'm having a hard time believing there's no rye in here.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. Hey.
Matt is challenging 6 point. Bullshit,
you can
there's
look.
No
they have an app,
here.
Dude. You can actually look. They have an app, and it shows you all the places you can buy 6 point beer at, and like all the beers and like different ingredients and that.
It would just be like Yelp when I try to say find food by my house, and it's all no searches found in this area. It'd just be just like that.
Nothing.
Well, at least in Fresno, yeah.
It just pop up picture Nelson.
little sad face over the region. Aw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know. They're pretty new to being on the West Coast. So
yeah, and I feel like you could always find them in San Diego.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like San Diego always has everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the first distributor on the West Coast that they wanted to partner with. Mm-hmm. And then they went to Portland after that. They are also, I think, in San Francisco now, but I'm not certain on San Diego. I think they were kind of hesitant just because it's pretty saturated there right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say it was probably legally in San Diego.
That's fair. Totally fair.
Well, let's get into a little culture. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87, do you have some beer culture?
So I kind of have an indie kind of beer, kind of not culture thing.
All right. So we're all about kinda.
So located in actual San Francisco, there is a little small distillery called Seven Stills.
Oh, yeah.
And they like to partner with different breweries and have a brewer go up there and they collaborate. I don't know their process entirely, but they choose a recipe from the brewery. The brewer will go up there. They collaborate. They make whatever brew, distill, however they started off. Mm-hmm. And then they'll release it with special bottle or in a bottle with special screen prints about the brewery. Well, about half a year ago, our brewer Drew went up there because he knows the guys, and they did, they distilled our Midnight Lightning, which is our Imperial Stout. So it's a stout distilled from grain and molasses. So, and they had a 250 bottle release. It's up there at the tap room. It's about $36 a bottle. Kind of a neat little thing. Not, 47% alcohol by volume, 375 milliliter bottle. So
sure.
It's on the smaller side, but it's kind of a cool thing. I've only had to smell it. I haven't gotten my bottle yet. I'm trying to get a bottle, but I was able to put my nose in it and kind of check it out, and it smelled pretty interesting. I didn't really think people could distill from molasses, but it, whatever works, I guess.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a cool little indie thing. I mean, they have... pretty much anybody and everybody. They've done Libertine. They've done I think they just posted a Dogfish. No, Almanac Dog Patch. So they did one of their beers. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Too cool.
And then,
oh, Mikey. So oh, no. I posted in what? The Perfect Pour. Did I find your favorite or first mix pack that you like, the Mother Earth one, that came with Cali Creamin, Hop Diggity, Syntax, and Buku? I figured you could use three of those. Becky yes. could take the Syntax, and it's perfect, right?
Yeah. It was a nice Friday pack.
Right?
Yeah.
I figured that.
I mean, Mother Earth, it's pretty much going to be good.
I figured you could be the guy that you could throw back a Cali Creamin' and be too upset.
No. I'm a, that's a summer beer for me, but I could still do it.
But yeah,
in the winter.
Hop Diggity and Buku. I mean, I figured that would sell it to
as
you.
As long
right
as it's
there.
Fresh.
Yeah. So fresh mix pack in town. I figured that is probably the best thing we've
that's
ever
a good,
seen.
Good idea to have fresh Buku because the Buku is all about being fresh. When it's fresh, it's the shit.
Yeah.
When it's not, it's just, that's beer. Yeah.
So, mix pack in town just before Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's probably the perfect thing to pick up for the party.
It shall.
Yeah.
I have one to show you guys.
Oh, there's, my gosh.
Sorry. Shameless shout out. So, Six Point has a variety pack that looks like a boombox.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. I might even had that and I'm looking out for it. No, maybe not.
It's,
but I've seen it. It's, say that. Saw it before you did.
It's so great.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Where, like, so it's not here? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry. I've got a cooler.
I was like
here.
Waiting for her to go, come on. Look at this. Here it is.
Just, 16 candles.
Yeah, 16 candles.
In your eyes. I thought you were going to save 2016. 2016 still in shambles.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. We're almost to 2017, folks. We're going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, we will.
What else? What else?
Those are my two kind of... I thought I had some more culture, but... there's... I nothing we can announce yet, but I'm hoping to announce soon that that some good news is happening for craft brewers amongst the Californias, if not further. So we're trying to catch up to the rest of the world as far as people either being paid fairly and or you could actually, you know, have benefits or
California programs. United States.
I would imagine it will expand outside, but I think right now the focus is just California because there's a big concentration of brewers.
Right. But I mean, California would be leading, not catching up to the United States, catching up to the rest of the earth.
I mean, it's the brewing industry is no way in shape or form of a union, but there's no way that we could not combine somehow to get benefits as if we were a union.
Yeah.
Just an unofficial union.
Mm-hmm. So to make medical cheaper and when you got more people.
Yeah. That kind of thing. So it, and there's the best group about it is the CCBA. They're at the Capitol or, you know, they're fighting for get laws changed or things amended or try to implement new things. So,
yeah.
We're hoping that they continue to strive and help us out, and because you know we want to have a good trade, we want to have a career,
so.
Have a
career instead of a job
instead of a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal,
especially for brewers. I feel like they're the most underpaid employees typically.
That's what they say, but you know, as I'm eating my top ramen, I agree with them.
You're totally underpaid. By the way, have you seen that mac and cheese deal at Save Mart? Yeah. It's $5 for $2, bro.
I can only shop at Whole Foods once a week. I can't shop there 3 times a day like these other people.
Yeah.
I don't go 3 times a day, do I?
Speaking of Whole Foods.
I walk through there more than I actually buy things.
A friend of mine actually worked there for about 3 or 4 months, and he said there are people that have nothing better to do than shop for their 3 meals a day at Whole Foods. They go in there 3 times for each meal. They don't buy them in one shot.
God.
They spend 3 separate trips.
They just go in the service area.
Yeah.
And just like,
all right, I'll get a burrito for breakfast. All right, I'll be back at 2:30 for
God.
Jesus.
Yep.
Damn these people and their lives.
But I don't have time for that. I don't have money for that.
One got time for that.
Sorry. Life rant.
Apparently old fig people do.
So speaking of Whole Foods, they had this amazing deal this week for food. And it was like a little meal of like
said
turkey.
No one ever.
No. This was legit. This was some turkey with some cranberry sauce, like legit good cranberries, potatoes, stuffing, and like one other side. It was all like $10.99. It was like a very good meal size.
So I hate going to my parents' starter kit.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know, what was it, Tuesday I had it? Yeah, Tuesday, and I was like, getting down, getting ready for Christmas.
Pre-holiday.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have a
personal Christmas.
We're going to have a small Christmas at my parents' house. It's just going to be the immediate siblings, no out-of-town people. So I already told my mom, just make lasagna. You don't have to repeat the turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, stuff.
We're getting tamales. Okay. We're getting tamales.
Yeah, so I was just like,
Fresno, we get tamales.
Just make lasagna, whatever. We don't have to get all Thanksgiving part two.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thanksgiving part two. They really need to move Thanksgiving back. Or move it to like September.
Just switch Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Because it's too close. Ooh, yeah, it's too close to Christmas, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, speaking of as usually the host house, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fieldwork. I had a brief exchange with Fieldwork on Instagram. And they were posting about their Hazy Train IPA.
Did Alex tweet tell him that he's pissed at me for calling him Ehrlich Bachman?
I didn't catch that.
Okay.
But although I think 3Bzine agrees with this. but I did they were talking about one of their satellite tasting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were saying they have one left. We were trying to do the math, and they have one left.
Yeah, so
legally have one like still they can do.
They have Berkeley, they have San Mateo, they have Sacramento, Napa, and Monterey.
Uh huh.
So that leaves them one more that they could have on their license without opening another brewery.
Yeah, like maybe a brewery pub they could do.
And so I commented, I said, we're waiting for that remote tap room in Fresno to happen so we can have this beer, please. And they responded back saying, you never know. ..
God damn.
Don't leave us hanging.
Are they just, is that somebody in their social media, their intern just messing with us? Or is this a real threat? Could Fresno get a fieldwork tap room?
Just like a random marketing company's like handling it. And you're just like,
well, yeah, they're just, they don't know how much they're messing with us.
So, yeah. I mean, they're, it's just being from, it somewhere between in the industry and a business downtown, I've seen different officials, whether they're other businesses or other breweries, but that people have looked at Fresno multiple times. The Bakersfield people, Sacramento people, I've heard, you know, all across the map, people saying that, yeah, we'd like to put something here, but I haven't seen anything happen.
Yeah.
But people look at us. They look into us, whether it's just
stop looking and start doing.
Yeah.
Well, I know years ago they were talking about Firestone was going to open up, but I mean, that rumor seemed like it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like they're just waiting to pick the spot. Firestone's going to have a remote tap room here.
Same
and
time.
Then that's been,
and then it was good Venice
2 years ago. Yeah, and yep, and then Venice happened. And I'm like, well, there goes our tap room.
David wanted to move to Venice.
And then they took down the 805 billboards.
Yeah, they did.
I think they still got the one at Blackstone and Shaw, don't they? Or is the last time I checked,
no,
it was
maybe
there.
I don't know.
They had a lot in L.A. They had a ton, like all the hipster communities. There was like an 805 billboard everywhere.
805. Light bar night on Tuesdays at Firestone. Bring your trucks with your biggest light bars.
Yeah. Yeah, in L.A. there was some culture.
Culture.
So Arts District Brewing celebrated their first anniversary. Devin Randall was at Pizza Port in the Solana Beach location and like got some GABF medals. So she's like a pretty fancy
walk around with medals.
Yeah. She just like dangles
and
them
then
in the
just
wind.
Swings them.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. They had a bunch of different beers on, really diverse selection, and they had like a live podcasting thing then too.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Who did this?
This there's a podcast in LA called Beer 30. And so they were on and they had like this private room where all the
all the
cool industry people were hanging out.
Can we get that at Tioga?
They were eating cheese.
Cheese. Did you go outside and go, cheese?
I did.
Cheese.
I did.
It's the end of the show and you guys are eating cheese.
What, the show's over?
No, nope, not yet. Oh, sorry, Matt. Sorry.
That's all, huh?
Oh, yeah. All right.
I didn't get in my big cold drinking.
Just zoned out there for a second.
Never mind. I don't remember any voicemails.
Those voicemails were good tonight, I promise you.
Could you imagine if we did a show without voicemails? What would happen? It would be revolt.
There would be a lot of revolting. It would just all be emails.
I only listen
email
to
voicemails. Yeah. Well,
I always fast forward to the voicemails.
There was a point where, I mean, there was a point in the show where we never had voicemails. Then we started getting voicemails, and they were going good, and we said something. And there was an episode without voicemails, and we kind of freaked out. And then everybody chimed back in, and it's been good ever since. But it was just we're just like, there's no voicemails this week after 5 weeks.
I think maybe we were freaking out. And I was like, everyone chill out on the voicemail.
Yeah.
And then everyone chilled out. I'm like, hey, I'm not done.
Hey, wait,
chill
don't,
out.
No.
That was chill that hard.
That was the first time we realized that we could mess with people's emotions.
Like, okay, fine, we won't call them jerks. Yeah.
Then we're like, please call about anything. And somebody's all, I found a dead possum on the side of the road. We're like, thank God for telling us
this is great.
That.
So, Elliot?
Yeah, Elliot from Ex Novo.
Ex Novo.
They are from Portland, Oregon. They are the first nonprofit brewery in the U.S. And the brewer comes from Deschutes.
Wait, the brewer was, it used to work at Deschutes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how do they make money then if they're nonprofit?
Hey, you know, all the net profits go towards various local charities.
Did you guys see the IV or the alcohol?
Is it government funded?
I knows it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, never mind.
Do people pay property tax to fund this brewery?
All right, let's just
I think they get some cuts.
Bearded Brewer is getting pretty damn good with the alcohol game. So it's just this is just one single. Let's just see what the Bearded Brewer can do.
What was the style?
It is an IPA.
Northwest.
Portland IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Drink beer. Do good.
He looks so excited.
He's mulling it.
Mm-hmm.
Mulling. There's mulling.
6'8 is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Six. Close.
Pretty damn
pretty
close.
Nice.
I'll. That's pretty nice.
6'5 is my sweet spot, but that's well, I mean, it's okay. Maybe it's not too boozy, but it's there's a little bit more bitterness than I would want out of a 6'6.
This is nice, though.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I like bitter IPAs all day, but
yeah,
you know, leave that for the 7%.
You'd expect a 6'6 to be milder.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
This is nice. This is for Portland IPAs. This is more like a California.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in Portland, I wouldn't kick it out of the bed.
Yeah. I get like a little bit of the apricot.
Do you know, do they have a tap room? Did I miss that?
They do have a tasting room. They're pretty big in Portland too.
Oh, really?
That's
weird. I'm not thrown away.
Yeah, they. I guess they've grown quite a bit out there. I'm honestly not quite sure how long they've been around. I think around maybe 4 years, three, 4 years for sure.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a cool tasting room from what I've seen. I've not been there because they don't pay us to like go out for a trip or anything.
I wonder if the Evil Circle Fontana Gym crew went through there when they set Portland on fire for a weekend.
They should have. Yeah, I think they have an actual pub there too. So yeah. It's cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, before we get to voicemails, our friend Paul.
Did he send us a new song?
He has new stuff. There's new stuff for Paul.
Yay!
Look, you're here, Kelly.
More Bevmo?
No. Yay, I get to hear it this time. Screw you, brother.
Yeah. Nick's missing out this time, bro.
He's the guy that'll find out next week that there's a new song.
This one's called Barley Wine from Paul in Fairfax.
Oh, boy.
Barley wine. Feels like I'm going to lose my mind. You just keep on filling my glass over the barley wine.
That's a little Madonna, a little playoff Madonna.
That's nice. Well done, Paul.
See, now we have a barley wine bumper.
I think he's the best caller of the year by far.
I was going to say, for voicemails, if you want to just quickly leave, because next week's going to be our best of show. So if you want to just quickly leave, like, oh, this is my favorite beer of the year. And then if you want to leave a voicemail or something. Go ahead. It's too arduous a task for me to go through and look and see what was the best. So I'm leaving that to the listeners to figure out.
Hey.
I don't want people to compete against each other, okay? I want everyone to get the participation trophy. I don't want people, voicemailers, competing against each other. I don't want to judge them. But that's not the only new. There's another new one.
What?
Double Paul in Fairfax. What? This is called Beer Bro from Paul.
He had some time.
From Fairfax.
If you like Barney the Elder, riding bikes in the rain. If you're not into fruit beers, they'll just drive you insane. If you like jerking off at midnight, and you can't get to sleep, you're the beer.
Who was it? That was Beer Bro from Ball from Fairfax.
Go ahead.
Paul's my hero.
Did he say go ahead and send me a tweet?
I thought it was treat, but maybe it was. No, wait, it was tweet, huh? He was talking about Twitter, maybe. I don't know. It's just all good.
You're the Beer Bro I've longed for. Go and send me a tweet.
Go and send me a tweet? Okay. Yeah. So it's like beer bros sending tweets, which has been happening all week. Like Evil Circle and Fontana Jim and Chew Your Beer just use our Twitter feed as like a communication device.
What is Paul's Twitter?
Paul is not. So he's an old, not old, but he's a Marin hippie dude. He's not in all this stupid social media bullshit.
Don't sing about sending you tweets, man. Paul. Come on.
He has an email.
He has an email. Jeez. That is the only way you can get a hold of Paul. Email.
He's pretty damn good at responding to that.
That's is he?
Yeah, I was in Berkeley, and he was like on that. He's all, dude, not there. Go here, go there. You're good.
See, yeah, you can use email for quick responses if turn on your notifications and stuff.
All right.
Wow. So, new stuff. Hey, Paul. Hey.
Wonder what he thinks of that.
Yeah, it's Paul at Fairfax.com. That's his email, by the way.
That's his email.
I wonder that'd be funny if someone actually tried.
Like, it keeps coming back at me.
Then they would contact us.
I'd be like, hey, Paul's email keeps blowing back at me, guys. It's not right.
Sorry, bro.
One of these contact Kelly. Will you call me tonight?
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
One of these drunken nights, I'm gonna break into the Perfect Pour email and download all those songs and start Paul a band camp or something like that.
That's what I've saying.
Actually want to do that.
Yeah, I said that. It was a long time ago, but I said that. And then, you know, and then somebody has to actually do it, though. So, oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Kelly just pulled out a new beer, and it is literally in my notes for looking out for.
Oh, you're welcome.
What?
Put it away. We can't have it then.
Bottled on the night.
Well, let me read from my notes here. El Segundo's 5-pound Sledgehammer Double IPA. It is a hammer. Their Hammerland, a double version of their Hammerland. 9.1. Sorry, can't play the ABV game on that. 5 pounds of Simcoe and Mosaic.
A little foamy from the drive.
Look at that. Foamy drive.
There you go. You can have top four.
All right. Hey, why do I get the foam?
I'll let it settle.
Well, that's literally what she just said.
Hey. Yeah, I found that.
I'm getting that top four, bro.
At Whole Foods.
Which Whole Foods? The Long Beach one?
No. The downtown
There's
one.
There's one right off the 405. Run Lakewood Long Beach, borderline.
By the one.
Borderline.
It was actually, there's a really rad one in downtown now off of 8th and Grand, if you know the downtown area.
No, wait,
what are you doing?
One. It's not that one. Come on, where is it?
Wait, no, play that one.
No. Yeah, it's the wrong song.
That was just what he was just playing. You just pulled a Scotty B when we heard him playing what was it he was listening to?
This one? No, I'm thinking
what
something.
What are you doing?
He could not find that song.
I can't, apparently, no.
He has been trying for weeks to find that one.
Ah, smells so good.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it say? Simcoe Mosaic.
5 pounds of it.
Yeah.
No, it's
very good.
The song's just not going to happen.
I like Long Time.
Man. Well done, Kelly. Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Thanks, Miley.
You're welcome. My name's Miley. All right, voicemails, guys. Let's go. Let's get through this. I think this is a new one.
I finally found it. You're going to play voicemails.
Oh, shit. No. Go ahead.
So much anticipation.
Oh, Sledgehammer. I got it.
That's good.
We're going to wait for the whole intro here. That little comeback, that little flute comeback. That's it. Now we can't upload this to YouTube anymore.
That's what it's doing to my taste buds right now.
Oh, I'm going to find him. I am so going to find a metal version of somebody doing a metal version of this.
Just ask Paul.
That would be really good.
Just ask Paul.
If somebody hasn't done it, Paul better do it. No, like a very hard metal version of it. Sledgehammer. That'd be a good riff. Yeah. Metal guitar. Anyway, voicemails, bro.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, you can probably guess by the mellow sound of my voice.
That's gotta be. He's drunk.
He's driving.
He's been drinking.
I'm drinking. It's Friday night.
And he's mellow. He's drinking.
I've listened to most of the podcast, and maybe I should wait till the end before we
We'll clean it. We'll clean it up.
You know, I hear stuff. He gets so excited. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to forget if I wait till the end of the show.
That's fine. Pause and call.
Take podcast notes.
Pause and call.
It's a Blue Cheese song. It was very, very sexy.
Is it different?
Song. Just perfect for playing when you. And you're getting it on with your lady.
That was good.
Thanks, Paul. You're super.
Yes, super.
And chew your beer as far as shitting in your toilet. I mean, that almost brought a tear to my eye because I'm touched. And, you know, that might actually happen someday. I might actually end up shitting in your toilet. You never know. But, I just wanted to comment on the Blue Cheese song and chew your beer's voicemails and I have a feeling he's not going to be in town anytime soon again, but something tells me someday Chew Your Beer may be coming back to town. Could happen.
Probably. How about you go see Chew Your Beer, Sky B?
Who knows? I might just pay him a visit.
Yeah.
Could be. You might be getting a voicemail from me in SFV. See, I'm from SGV. Chew's from SFV. Both from LA County. Mm-hmm. And you know.
I knows it.
Kind of reminds me of home.
I don't know what he's doing right now.
Reminds me of home a lot. And while I have no intention of ever moving back down there because the place is too damn crowded, it's damn traffic, but I do go down and visit every once in a while. So don't be surprised if Scotty B makes you your visit in the future. You never know. Stranger things have happened, but not much stranger. But anyway, it could get strange. You never know how strange. Things can get.
Perfect time.
I'm being a little strange. But yeah, you can tell I'm not driving. I'm pretty mellow. I'm on my like fourth, fifth beer. I'm drinking a. Speaking of beer, I'm drinking a righteously hopped red ale, Mother Earth. And you know what? I poured one or two in the glass, and I think they taste better straight from the can.
Whoa.
I don't know what they do to it.
It's always from the can.
To be drank from the can. And I normally. I don't like the metallic impression you get from drinking beer from a can, but
it actually
works. And you could like put your nose up to the thing. You can smell the hops and you can smell the red malt character. And it's pretty nice. Well, anyway, I'm going to be leaving another voicemail soon.
Uh-oh.
This is my first one of the week. Let's keep up great work, guys. And I'm drinking.
Now the Blue Cheese IPA song's it's growing on me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wasn't so sure about it last week.
But he made
it. You gotta have Scotty B like doing spoken word over it.
While drinking.
But but he created another song, Chew Your Beer's Coming Back to Town.
Mm-hmm. Chew Your Beer's Coming to Town.
Come she was back so to nice.
She's a good dude, man. He's a good dude.
He's all right. I was skeptical at first, but I was like,
hey guys, people put on here. Guess what?
You look so cold.
Not for the perfect pour, but for either Dark Count or Get Off My Podcast.
Uh-oh.
So what? This weekend, I listened to the Rogue One Get Off My Podcast.
Oh, this is for Dark Town? Is that what he's saying?
And I noticed one thing that
he said all three.
Okay.
The dark tone of Rogue One. Is that going to transfer into the upcoming Han Solo
I don't think so.
Movies? Or maybe the future Obi-Wan?
I don't think so.
A little bit darker, maybe for Han Solo and his upcoming movies.
The script was already written before Rogue One came out.
Maybe it's going to have a darker tone, and we'll kind of, this Rogue One kind of, you know, introduced us to that. Me, my review of the movie, it was fantastic. You know what? I like how they did the story. It's really well written. You know, same with you guys, the CGI stuff. It looked kind of okay, but not great, but I still kind of liked it. But there's a few things on your review that, you know, were on point. You know, they put a couple scenes
talk
in
about
there,
our...
you know, like C-3PO. Kind of didn't fit well.
Get off your get off my podcast review.
One was a good introduction to the Star Wars universe outside of the trilogy. So, let's know what you guys think on what's going to happen with the Han Solo movie and maybe the Obi-Wan movie, if they ever greenlight that one. And what you guys think about episode 8, they're going to have that dark tone also. You know, where they're going to be those sugar-coated fairy tales, you know, kind of where the good guy always wins and, you know, the bad guys always lose. But showing in Rogue One, you know, the good guys, they lost quite a bit. So let me know what you guys think. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Well, so, from my understanding is every other year is going to be an episode, and then they're going to do a filler, kind of like a, hey, let's explain this.
The standalone, every other year is the episodic episodes, and so in between those is standalone movies. So this in between was Rogue One about the stealing the plans for the Death Star that leads right into A New Hope. And then, you know, next year will be episode 8. And then the year after that will be the Han Solo film. And it'll be young Han Solo.
So, but didn't Rogue One lead into 4?
Yes.
Which is, okay.
Rogue One literally, like, leads into minutes before episode 4.
Okay. So, which is understandable. But so after they'll do 8, and then the other movie just... Where does that fall?
The Han Solo film. Well, we don't know.
If you had to pick a place,
it'd be before Rogue One.
It's before
Rogue.
It's the Han Solo film will be like before New Hope, before Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
We're not 100% sure, but you'll be seeing Han Solo in.
So is he still kind of like not pretend? Is he still kind of pretending that 1, 2, and 3 are not there?
The Han Solo film, it probably won't have much to do with Jedis and stuff.
Do you think they'll do like a Spock thing? Like where they have him like the old Spock, see the young Spock, but with the young Han.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen. That'd be cool though.
But I'm just trying to figure out if like 15 years.
Young me.
Don't do that.
I'm just trying to figure out.
There's going to be a princess. Don't do it.
Like 15 years from now, if you're going to have to look back and explain to people, well, there's 1 through 3, there's 4 through 6, then there's 7, 8, and 9, and then there's these other 5 movies which kind of explain things that don't.
Then there's 1, 2, and 3, but they were after 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
You can I just feel
like that would kind of take you a while to explain.
My 8-year-old's got it down, so I think everybody's gonna be fine.
Is it, so you're saying it's for her generation?
Yeah.
The best thing is you'll crack open a beer and you'll explain yourself. That's what we take away from this.
Yep.
You guys want a sour?
Oh yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh yeah. This isn't Scotty B and get a beer up.
Not drinking either. Can you guess where I'm at?
Well,
can you?
Where?
Well, I'm not allowed to drink.
Your bathroom?
Beer.
Work?
Right, I'm at work.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
You're allowed to call some work?
Respond to that one challenge for making that beer with blood in it.
I love gold!
But you know what? Who am I to step down or not accept a challenge from Satan himself? So I'm going, I don't know exactly what I'm going to use. It's not going to be blood because it's gross. But something blood-like.
And I knew Scotty B would do something.
That time of the month ale.
Oh, no.
It might be called that time of the month IPA. Or that time of the month.
I'm pretty sure Groucho Brewing's not going to be there with that.
That's what it's going to be called. Isn't that great? It's got blood in it.
Killing me.
Or something that's blood-like.
Ah, gross.
Anyway. Oh, it's time for now.
Oh, Scotty B.
Or time to start my long, dreary day of not drinking. Great.
It's tough.
I'm going to keep up great work. And I'm working.
I'm working. Hey, guys, I'm working.
Oh, my boss is coming. Click.
I got to go. Crack it down. Love you guys. Thanks, Scotty B. We're having one. I want to say Scotty B brought this beer, didn't he?
A red hibiscus cranberry ale. There you go, Scotty.
The rare barrel.
No, you just ignored what I just said.
Wait.
Red hibiscus.
Uh-huh.
Cranberry ale. That's what Scotty has to make.
You guys are killing me. I hate you all.
Oh my gosh. This is making me uncomfortable.
It's making me really uncomfortable. As the token lady listener.
Scotty B.
Yeah, whenever the all the groups come up and say there needs more women in podcasting, we're like, oh, we got one.
We got the one.
I think this beer's gone bad. It's sour. This beer's gone bad. It's sour.
This is the Rare Barrel Ensorcelled. I remember Scotty B saying Ensorcelled.
Rare Barrel, isn't that the Bay Area guy?
Mm-hmm. That's the Bay Area, famous Bay Area.
Doesn't actually have fermenters, just barrels in a building.
Guess so. My buddy has one of those memberships.
This is a Rare Barrel beer.
I don't do those memberships, but if people have beer and will let me buy it occasionally, I will do that. My best friend Brent actually sold this to me. So
good job, best friend.
Yeah, best friend and coworker. So yeah. What?
It's the best. That is sour, bro.
Yeah. So I've been holding on to this a little bit. Dark sour beer aged in oak barrels with raspberries, 5.8%. Bottle conditioned. And it's been staying pretty cold the entire time. So for the most part, maybe in the midst of moving it. Wasn't
this but. Is I'm sour is always hit and miss with me, and this one's hitting.
It's good.
Hey, that's cool.
This one's hitting, bro.
Yeah, I think this is like my second Rare Barrel beer. Guys, I haven't had too many.
This is Paul from Fairfax with a special investigative edition of the BevMo.
Yes, excellent. My favorite.
Yes.
This week I'm calling.
Wait, I gotta pause that, Paul. Sorry, everybody, we gotta hear this.
I want to know
well done.
Why BevMo can simultaneously be the first person in town to have Breaking Bud 4-pack cans sitting right next to a 6-pack of Luponic Distortion number 1. Not number 3, number 1. So outraged by this, I was, that I went up to the front desk and asked to speak with
Sir.
The beer specialist. So they summoned Ed over.
Yes.
Who was Ed. Talking sake at the time. I know they don't have a beer specialist. I was just fucking with them. But I bring Ed over and I say...
That's Ed. He drinks beer.
I point to the 6-pack. Do you like this beer? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's got a very floral. And I said, no. I specifically, do you like this one, number one? And he goes, yeah, it's really, he's not catching on.
You already know.
I don't know if you noticed this, but Luponic Distortion number 4 just came out. And this is number 1, which means this is probably about a year old, and it's not refrigerated, and... It's a fresh hop beer. So how is that okay? Oh, and, of course, I got no answers.
I didn't get any answers. Poor Paul.
It was not taken off the shelf, so some poor sucker possibly...
Somebody's buying that.
But
here's the distributor.
As far as I could take it, I'm not a very good investigator, but I just felt like it's important for everybody to know. What's the damn dirty of... And that wasn't really a parking lot report. It was an internal investigation.
Yeah, that was more.
He dug deep.
I have something else to share with you guys, but I think I'll call back with that.
All right.
Very indie of him.
It's so freaking true. BevMo will get the newest, latest craving thing, and then, it'll be Luponic number 1.
We got that Luponic number 1 in, guys.
Yeah, and you're just like, this is warm. It shouldn't be here.
It's a year old and
not
warm.
Trying to do a vertical.
I imagine the Indiana Jones song like the entire time.
Oh, man. Doing the Lord's work.
I literally had the name Teddy in my head, but Ed is okay.
And Ed's all right. Ed works.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Paul, and I'm still in the BevMo parking lot.
Oh, my God. Paul, get out of there.
An idea.
Leave.
And because this idea is going public, I claim a patent on the idea, so whoever actually does this idea, I want, a portion of the proceeds.
All right.
So this idea comes out of the fact that I will get a six-pack of something, and I'll have the first beer, and I'll say, oh, my God, this is the best beer I've ever had. It's so amazing. And then... few days later, I'm into beer number three or beer number four, and I'm totally bored.
Yeah. So bye.
It's not the beer's fault. It's just
boring.
The fault of the fact that I have a very fickle palate. And I think the craft beer industry right now is thriving on the fact that most of us have very fickle palates. So based on that, I think somebody needs to come out with, this is my idea, the single hop six pack. So basically, it's a beer with the same green bill, but every one of the six beers has a different single hop. So say you'll have a Citra, a Mosaic, a Simcoe, a CTZ, a Nelson, and that way you don't have to get bored. Every beer is a little bit different, and whoever does this is gonna fucking kill.
I swear to God.
The time has come. So somebody needs to make it happen. Now,
brewers will hate you.
Yep.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Why
go to the bar when you could take the bar home with you? The six individual single hopped six pack. Buy it now.
Thank you, Paul.
Share with nobody.
Somebody, please do it. It's, yeah, like you said, it's time. There's nothing left to do other than that. Yeah. That's the final thing left to do in beer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give me a mixed six pack of mixed hops.
Yeah. I mean, the variety packs aren't doing it.
No.
Not the mixed ones.
That's
enough. Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah, over it. And, like, seriously, it's crazy. Like, canning releases have really gone up the roof for a lot of places, too. And just, like, in L.A. alone, like, Monkish is doing one, like, almost every week. Just a lot of breweries, they are basing some of their, like, a large part of their business on it. Like, it's pretty nuts. There's... So Monkish, like, I think you guys have kind of talked about it too a little bit. They're doing the foggy IPAs.
Yeah, foggy IPAs.
Yeah.
Or New England IPAs, some people call them.
Yeah, something like that. Juicy.
Juicy.
Juicy beers.
Juicy IPAs. It's so juicy.
Yeah, like, they're doing releases almost, I think, pretty much every other week. And people will line, like, down the street for it. They started off with their releases being on Saturdays, and people would get there at 6 a.m., you know, just to stand in line. It's just, it's nuts. People are really into that right now. They want to try the newest thing. There's a ton of trading going down in L.A. too, and it's pretty crazy.
L.A. is on.
Crazy. There's like 50 breweries right now. Isn't that nuts?
It's enough.
And Lagunitas.
Yeah.
And Lagunitas. There's 50 breweries and Lagunitas.
Hey, and Goldenrod.
Yeah, James.
Hey, Bakersfield.
Calling in to say it was great to see Mikey at Rush Day on the Saturday that just passed.
I went to a thing.
Matt running around all crazy busy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sucks Nick wasn't there, but I know he's on vacation.
Boo. Boo Nick.
Sickation.
Anyways, good seeing you. Wish could ran into you a little bit sooner and had a beer with you, but Rush Day, good times, man. Good job by Tioga Sequoia, man. That was an awesome event, man. They just got to go over there and stay in Fresno for the night and party it up a little bit with some of the guys. Good time, man. Thanks to a great host, Tioga Sequoia, man, for showing everyone a good time, especially me and a couple of the guys that came up from Bakersfield. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you later. Cheers.
Cheers, James. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, we had gotten Jess from Bakersfield, Big Game James, Dionysus, and a couple others, but they were all representing. They were in town. They were hanging out.
I saw him. He was working. Mm-hmm. Did you guys pay him?
Oh, I don't get paid for anything. Remember we talked about this earlier?
The ramen.
Underpaid people. Yeah.
You don't get paid. They ain't getting paid.
Please, sir. Can I get some poage? Nope.
Nope. Here's a liter of beer.
All right.
Hey there, thank you, sir. Guys. Hey, I just got a question for you. So, victory at Sea Day for Ballast Point was...
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 weeks ago or last week,
trouble.
Whatever the hell it was. But what would you think of victory at Sea Day? Then what would you think of victory at Sea Day at a craft beer bar? And what if I were to tell you
that that craft beer bar was the Libertine in Morro Bay.
What?
Where
no.
Where they had Ballast Point.
No, they did not.
Victory at Sea Day up there.
No.
So, I was just a little surprised when I walked in and saw that they had posters on in the wall.
No, they didn't.
As far as Victory at Sea Day there at the Libertine. So, not trying to put anybody on blast, but just trying to get... I'd like to get your guys' take on that. So, anyway, have a good day and go fuck yourself.
So nice.
Is that true? Did Tyler allow a Victory at Sea Day at Libertine?
He's got stuff to do. Maybe they just need a big
money. Do you think Tyler was busy in other places and they just got away with it because Tyler wasn't there?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
Call in. Let us.
That doesn't sound... Tony Bagg's just like, we're going to... Like, I'll take care of the Morro Bay location. Tyler's like, oh, you got it, Tony? Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it. What are you going to do? Oh, we got a thing going on. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. Is it going to be indie, right? Oh, so super indie, Tyler, super indie. It's going to be, don't worry about it. It's going to be a whole beer day of indiness. Okay. I get a feeling like this is like the first, like Tyler's like listening going, what? We did what? What did we do? I can't believe this. I don't like it.
Tyler, please call in. we need exclamation.
Yeah. I can't comment further. I need more input. The perfect bore eat for you. Ooh, choo.
I want to wish everybody.
He's in his basement.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Merry Christmas, Chew.
Feliz Navidad, Holmes. Check it out.
Yeah, Feliz like on your dog.
Jim Holmes to be my new voice. He bought me a case of DDH. I said. And also,
Tiger Sequoia.
To my boy Scotty B. Holmes, he hooked it up. I said, he got me one bottle of each for brush day. What a lay.
Yeah.
Brush day. One cake and one of all the mornings. What a lay.
All that all the mornings.
Other than that, Holmes, I sent you a little gift, Mikey. Should be arriving anytime soon. Scotty B. will be delivering it. It's more like get off my podcast.
Ooh.
But other than that, Holmes,
it's involved Harrison Ford.
Nick, Matt, Mikey, and the families from To Your Beer, Feliz Navidad. Waterly! Thanks for watching.
Waterly! Chew!
Eggs and waffles.
Eggs and waffles.
Once I have like 10 hours to actually do nothing one of these days,
yeah.
I'd like to do a little design work and do like a little eggs and waffles.
That can be Chew's like logo.
Yeah.
Well, the final voicemail of the week.
Hey, Holmes, 719 Chew calling in.
719 Chew.
Oh, that's bad for you. That's bad for you. Today I didn't smoke any butts, but I've been drinking, yeah.
Who is this?
Perfect Four, Slumber Jose.
It's Slumber Jose.
Thoroughly done with this bottle share.
We're trying to figure it out last week, or a couple weeks ago.
1050, some bourbon barrel aged 1050, some rum barrel aged Death by Coconut, some regular Death by Coconut. Fantastic beers coming out of Oscar Blues right now. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can score any of those rum barrel aged beers, get to them. With that said, posing the question, rum barrel aged beers, is it going to be a new trend for 2017? Or is bourbon going to just really keep hitting the sheets? And by the sheets, I mean everybody. I'm drinking.
Number.
Interesting.
Thank you, lover.
Interesting.
I don't know if I had rum barrel stuff. I'm sure I have.
I feel like whiskey's more on fire right now. And
it's going to stay that way in 2017?
Possibly. I mean, I think there's going to be some breweries that play with more rum and tequila barrels, but I think whiskey will still dominate for sure. Some bourbon. Seems like a lot of styles that are a little bit richer kind of blend well a little bit better with a whiskey bourbon kind of barrel, or like red or white wine barrel. And like, it seems like another thing I've been learning too, just from kind of talking to other people, is just kind of the demands and expectations of how barrels in general are treated. Seems like there's still a vast majority of people that don't know how to keep things sanitary and really treat it like a food product. Mm-hmm. So I think that we'll also see just in general kind of higher expectations brewers will have for those other suppliers for barrels. And hopefully things turn out a little bit better occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not every barrel-aged beer is actually legit.
Just throw it in the barrel. Throw it in the barrel, make it good. Mm-hmm. We don't have our barrel expert, Nick, here, so... Matt doesn't care about barrels.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
a... That was inspired by you.
Yeah. You guys didn't have these songs like a year ago.
No, man. Paul works, man.
He's been hustling.
Paul hustles for us. We do nothing. Aww. Provide a show every week.
We really appreciate it.
Aw.
Gets us through some shit.
Gosh. Good. I'm glad.
Heck,
I got a day job too, people. It gets me through it too.
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
Commuting through LA, it's no joke, you know?
No.
It's a thing.
I learned how to drive in the LA traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, remember next, for the theme of your call-in voicemails this week, leave your favorite beer, your pick for beer of the year, and maybe some other pick for something to happen. Show related of the year or something. I guess, I mean,
I know it's been an interesting year, like trying a lot more styles. Like I can't pick one. The more recently, the Magnolia ESB, it's called Bluebell Bitter. I've been drinking that like it's water. Whoa. When I can. It's just super tasty. They use maris otter in a lot of their styles, and so it's got like body and toasty pie crusty. Pie crusty. And Goza's and Berliner Weisses for most of the year. That was, oh, you've that been was my jam.
Gozen and Berliner Weissen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even in jam. The yeah, like the summer, like summer, yeah. You're all goes went Berliners.
Yeah, that was my jam. And like going into, I mean, because it was so hot in LA till about
stupid LA.
Even like November, it got pretty hot. So I didn't want anything barrel aged until like this month. Like, annoyingly hot. We need weather. I like weather.
Damn it. Weather.
No damn
seasons. Welcome to it. You're in the winter now.
Mm-hmm. We came out of the car right over the grapevine, and you know how gusty it gets over there?
Yeah.
And the Tejon Ranch.
Yeah.
And Tejon. And it was just like super crazy. Like my hat was blowing and like the car door like hit me in the back of my head. I'm like, great.
What the hell?
Thanks. Thanks, door. Jesus. Welcome back to the Central
what
Valley.
What the hell is going on in your car?
Ridiculous.
Looking out for beers. This is a big Paul episode.
How do you guys not?
I just feel so.
Time?
I feel so bad about that ignorant beer guy at the Corte Madera of BevMo.
It's everywhere.
That poor dude. He's like that's what he's known for. BevMo, like the beer guy. Like, oh, John knows. He's the beer guy. And then Paul's just like, so, and he's like, yeah, floral beer. Yeah, it's floral hop notes. He's like, no, dude, it's number one. And then like that guy like went home that night and he's like, God, I'm nothing. I don't know anything. I need no beer. And I'm the beer guy. Poor guy. But Paul had to do
it.
We
have faith in him.
Paul had to do it. Somebody's got to freaking set these people in line.
Yeah. Crack that whip.
Looking out for, here are some beer releases to look out for. We're looking out for, and maybe you should look out for too. Well, that Modern Times, if you're in the club or if you're down there for can releases, Goblin Rock. This is one of those new pretty cans. Those 16-ounce, they've been doing those pretty cans. You know, like those super designer 70s-looking pretty Modern Times 16-ounce cans.
That's a cool.
This one's a Goblin Rockets. It looks pretty too. $18 though.
What?
For the four pack. Four pack.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. They have, this says they have 5,928 total. I don't know if they mean four packs or cans. I think they mean cans.
Teas.
Probably cans.
Sounds about
cans. Right. Passion, Citra, Mosaic, South Africa hops, tropical, Goblin Rock. Somebody wants to give one of those up to the Burger Bar. You get in contact with us. Okay, Off Color. Off Color is where? Do you know, Kelly?
I feel like they're near Chicago.
I think that sounds right. Chicago area? Maybe? No?
I know. Anybody? What was it? The
live chat? No. Oh, we didn't have a live chat.
I'll look it up.
But there's one of the guys from back from Vermont? Virginia? Virginia. One of those guys.
Yeah. Back in Europe. Back way back there in Europe. You're on the other side of the Rockies. You're in Europe, bro.
I think it was Daly.
Chicago.
All right.
Riot.
Chicago. Chicago Brewer, Off Color, are collabing with Miller. This is weird, dude. Check it out.
Really?
It's called Ear. E-E-E-R. It is a 750 milliliter bottle, a $29 bottle. What they did was they basically brewed a Miller High Life, but they used wild yeast and bottle conditioned it with a champagne yeast. And so basically they used the recipe for a Miller High Life, but did it with wild yeast.
They could have done like Banquet or something.
I don't. So is that indie? If they use the recipe for a Miller High Life, no. But they brewed it?
No, hell no.
It's still not. It's not indie. Wow, that's crazy. It's a $29 bottle of Miller High Life. Ear.
Oh my gosh.
Well, look out for that.
I'm sure that the quality control will be fantastic. That's what I'll say.
Uh-huh. One of the dogs is stinking up the studio.
Your dog just dropped one over here. Pretty sure it's right here.
Yeah.
He has the face of no guilt.
Oh, I don't care.
Paul, do a song on Studio Dog
No,
farts.
We don't want that. I don't want a fart song.
Studio Dog
I won't
farts.
Play it.
Studio Dog
I might
farts
cut this whole
fears.
Section out if I hear it in the editing room. Fieldwork Brewing Galaxy Juice in cans. It's coming in can. That's what started this whole possibly a Fieldwork tap room in Fresno. Mm. Get in somebody's ear. If you know high ups in Fieldwork, Paul, get in their ear and say, you need to open up a tap room in Fresno. It would rake. At least several people would be there.
Then Paul would come visit us.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
Just going to go to Fieldwork in Fresno.
El Segundo's 5-pound sledgehammer. Oh, wait. I just had it.
Gotcha.
Sledgehammer.
Wow. I read your mind on the way.
Good job.
You're welcome.
He wants a sledgehammer. I know.
Yeah. Saw that date. Was like, ooh, I gotta get that. It was better. The date on that was better than any of the Beechwood bottles I
Dang.
Saw. So that's why I picked it up.
Yeah. Well, it's a good call. It's a good call. Port Brewing. San Diego's Port Brewing. All they have cans now. They're canning. 16-ounce cans. So they're 16-ounce cans of their Mongo, their double IPA, and their High Tide IPA. They got the cans now. So look out for those. New Glory, Sacramento's New Glory, the one that the Bearded Brewer is all about, this one, that pancake brown called Flippin' Good. He wants that shit.
I want that shit,
too. That's in town now. Look out.
Yeah.
This one's a very far reaching looking out for, but I just saw the can and I wanted it. This is from Australia, Colonial Brewing from Australia, called Small Ale. It's a 3.5% citrus, basically, just an ale. It just looks good. And so I'm throwing it out there, an Australian beer. Mm-hmm. Cool can. I want it. So go ahead and send it, Colonial Brewing. I don't know how hard that is to get sent from Australia, but I'm looking out for it.
Sounds expensive.
Bearded Brewer.
Yes?
Are you looking out for beers?
Two things. Beechwood posted on their Instagram story that they bottled Citraholic. So it seems like they have an abundance of it. So please send it to me.
Seems like they have a situation where they need to get rid of it.
If they can boast about it, obviously I need it.
Yeah, if they can boast about it, then we can have some.
And then I'm looking out for another special beer. I don't know if you've heard of this one, Mikey, but for Modern Times, they're releasing a beer called Ice.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see this.
No. It's just called Ice. So, on the seventh day of Dankness, unleashes the majesty of the San Diego Mountains with our July release, Modern Times Ice. The flavor, cold. The crushability, maximum.
Crushability.
Ice is our very first pills.
Oh.
And it brings the noise. Hops with Czech saws, Australian summer hops, and extensively lagered for maximum refreshment. This 4.8% Wonderkind is crisp, delicious, and outrageously drinkable. The extremely attractive can hits shelves and taps beginning July 1st tomorrow.
It is an attractive can.
Have you heard of Australian summer hops before? I haven't.
Nope.
Wonder what that's like.
Australian, the summer hops I've had.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Had it.
What's it like?
They're kind of funky.
Like earthy, floral?
More earthy, lemony kind of thing going on.
More noble-like?
Yes.
Yes?
Sure. Yep, totally.
All right.
I'm trying to think of what summer would be.
Because when it said Australian, I immediately think of like citrus, kind of dry, more aromatic, floral, citrusy. But anyways.
Yeah, if you go.
Here to now.
Like I said, more lemon.
All right. That's cool.
Let's go.
I'm looking out for some beers too.
What you looking out for, Kel? Or wait, beer. You got some more?
Oh. No, that's what I'm looking.
That's what you've been looking out for. Kelly, what are you looking out for?
I like to look out for things that I know will be near me for sure.
I like near me beer.
Near me beer. So I'm excited to try some from New Glory. I remember back in the old days of blogging consistently, I tried some beers from New Glory at the Sacramento Beer Festival. I think it was like at Capitol Hill. It's a pretty big festival there. And the beers were pretty good, but that was like 2-3 years ago now. So I'm excited to see what they're doing now. And also some Tioga Sequoia barrel aged beers and stuff. So that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. And, they hit them up tomorrow.
Yeah. And some newer Modern Times beers. Some of the new cans they're releasing look kind of cool.
Yeah.
Their beers tend to be kind of so good. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking out for. All
right.
Yeah. Hey.
Do we need any more beer before we go to our next segment of beering?
There's always beer. What kind of beer do you want?
I don't know. Whatever you feel like getting out of that chest.
Breaking news. Mikey, how much do you like Blazing Worlds?
I like them. I used to like them a hell of a lot. I still like them good.
So I forgot that they're also going to be doing a Mega Blazing World.
Mega Blazing World.
So just, you know.
When's this? When did this happen? Details, bro. Why did I not see this?
Coming the next year.
Next year, Mega Blazing World.
Ooh. Actually, I saw that today and almost picked it up. But then
what?
Sorry.
You saw it?
Yeah, I was like, it's out already? Together. I was like, yeah, it's.
See, we're not getting it.
Mega Blazing World. No, it was Mega Fortunate Island.
I have one of those.
Yeah, one of those in the fridge.
Yeah, one of those.
IPA Meg got me that then. Ooh, this monkey paw warmed up very well.
Oh, that monkey paw. That's a rumor going around that monkey paw is nice, warmed up. The rumor.
So we just opened up one of my new favorites is another one from Ex Novo called the Damon Stoudemire. And it's their seasonal.
Former Phoenix son, Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not listening. So this is their rotational. They have a rotational beer they send to us every now and then. And this is their seasonal stout.
Nice.
And it's a little bit smoky, which I've recently become a fan of somewhat smoky beers. And it's chocolatey and delicious.
Chocolatey.
Yeah. And the ABV is pretty low, which is nice. It's got a creamy mouthfeel to it and... It's from a nonprofit brewery.
Brewed with pride from Portland.
Bam, boom. It's what you need to know.
Man.
So good. So damn good. It's only 6.5%, by the way.
I totally guessed that.
Yeah, totally. From the aroma.
6.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy drinking.
Mm-hmm. It's got good body.
It's a good body.
I like a little bit of R&B and hip hop. Don't hate Mikey.
It's fine. This is, you know, struck me as cool.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I like it.
I haven't tried it yet. Still in this monkey paw.
Oh my god.
Had it. I've already had it. Little, there's like a tiny bit of smoke in there.
Yeah, right?
Drinking!
And the crowd goes wild!
Hey, you got an on tap? Open it up. See what you've been drinking.
So do we.
Okay. Oh, we got them too. Bearded Brewer 87.
Yes.
That's his handle on the untapped. You can friend him. He'll probably accept it.
I chances are I will. I kept my Ben Caught Drinking a little bit thin this week. I plan on doing another episode of What the Hell the Beer to Brewer's Drinking on the Patreon feed. So
you hear that, patrons?
I'm all holding back on some stuff.
Cool.
Golden Gods.
Chew Your Beer had donated a Nobility to me, the Imperial IPA from Noble. I was able to drink that this past Monday with Jason at Spokeasy. So we enjoyed that. That was pretty good.
You shared.
When I was at Spokeasy, I was looking for an IPA, and they had Fresh Breaking Bud on draft, so I was enjoying that. I was at my Save Mart, which is probably the smallest beer selection in town.
Which one? Oh, the
Bullard and Morris. No, sorry, Bullard and West.
Yep, I know what you're saying.
But they had Old Rasputin, and it was on sale for $7.99 for a 4-pack, which is good. So it implored me to pick one up, which I did, and I've been enjoying that. I poked my head into Goldstein's right quick, and they had the Faction Red on draft, and I always enjoy that.
Even more important now that there's Livingston's is not a thing at the moment.
Yeah, that was sad. They're going to reopen that, though.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Hopefully. I was there on Monday night. I actually did not have a beer there. I was chilling on the patio, and we walked over to Gold's before they closed. But.
Oh, and then mysteriously there was a fire.
Oh, here we go. Hey, I like that place. That is the longest consistent handle of General Sherman probably in Tioga's history has been at.
Oh, at Livingstone's. All right, one of our local pub restaurant, a place where everybody gathers in the Tower District at some point.
It's the Fresno Cheers.
Yeah, the Fresno Cheers had a fire.
Everybody knows your name. Stiff and, drinks.
They're closed at the moment because of said fire.
Yeah.
But they'll be back.
Burned a good one.
Burned it pretty good.
1 to 2/3 of the building.
Real
it's
good.
It's really sad.
What else? Is that all you're caught drinking?
That's all I'm talking about.
All right. That's all you'll admit to? That's all we can look up when you're untapped? Mm-hmm. Do you forget to untap things?
No, that's... I told you I'm going to be making a Patreon post.
Yeah.
Other stuff, so.
Got to be a golden god to get all that Beer Brewer reviewing.
Hear me talking on the microphone.
Like this. From his own studio, from Studio B.
Yeah, Studio B.
Dorktown Studio B.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Kelly, what have you been drinking?
Quite my share. It's been a long ass day. I had some sunglasses at night from Transplants. It's their Cascadian Darku.
Oh.
Yeah,
Cascadian Darku.
Yeah. We had an event at the Whole Foods in Venice, and so I had that and liked it. And a bunch of things from Magnolia, a bunch of things from Ex Novo, a lot of things that we sell. But also, I tried this Snuggle Bug from Smog City. It's a sour of theirs. It's all right. And the Hello Darkness, My Old Friend from Arts District on their anniversary. That was fantastic. And they had a barrel-aged beer called Barrel Cowboy, too.
Barrel Cowboy.
Yeah. It's pretty like fantastic. That. So, yeah. It's yeah. pretty fun. All right. Good stuff.
What's your handle on Untappd?
It's Who's Craft. But occasionally...
Who's Craft with the W-H.
Yeah, W-H-O-S-E. Craft. My other side name on there currently is Kelly C. Money.
Kelly C. Money.
I might change that occasionally. Yo, yo. It's fun.
Kelly C. Money.
Might be Kellyanna Jones next. We'll see. <Yeah. laughs>
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, you got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thing. How about you, Mikey? What you
been drinking? I'm Dorktown on Untappd. Mm-hmm. If you would like to friend me, please. I need more friends to drink with on Virtually Drink With. I was at Rush Day for Tioga Sequoia.
Say what?
Tioga Sequoia, local brewer Tioga Sequoia has a bottle release day. It's the biggest beer geek event in Fresno.
Mm-hmm. Central Valley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Central Valley, bro. I have some cheers for everyone I saw there at Rush Day later, so just so you know. But mm-hmm. I had all the mornings.
Nice.
Breakfast, maple breakfast out. Oh, man, that's some good stuff.
I believe I saw you without a beer, and I was like, what do you need right now?
Yeah, I was just like perusing the scene, checking the scene out. There's a long-ass line. I'm like, I don't feel like waiting in line. Empty lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to sit here, because Reggie was supposed to be there. I was supposed to meet Reggie, too, so I was just like,
Reggie.
I hadn't found Reggie yet, so I'm just like trying to do a little social media for the Perfect Board. And Matt's all, what do you need? I'm like, oh, yes, I know a guy.
I was like, whatever you need, tell me right now. You got 2 seconds.
Yeah. All, you got 2 seconds. Make a decision now.
He's all, I'll get...
come on, man.
I just really wanted to try the mornings. Okay, goodbye. Here you go. Bye.
Yeah, I got to try that.
That was about the most like conversation we had that entire day.
Yeah, pretty much. If it was on our Instagram feed, if not, it was on my Fresno feed, but there's like a little, there's some little bit of video there from the day.
How many hours did you work that day, Matt?
I worked, 13 hours.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Which is not bad. Usually days like that. Say,
you've done a lot worse.
Usually days like that, I do 16 hours. So that I was actually had it staffed well enough. I was able to go home at the 12th
he
hour.
He said staffed. Whoa, what the hell are
sorry,
you doing
I'm
over
not,
there?
So Facebook
he's
has
watching
this new
Halloween
thing.
Movies over there.
Facebook has this new thing. If you turn your phone sideways, it automatically plays a video with sound. And I was secretly watching an engine being built. Specifically a Mercedes AMG engine.
Oh, yeah. I love those engines. I'm way into those.
Yeah.
Sure.
I also had that flight of the rush hour flight where you had to pick. Tioga's trying to get you to pick for them, do their dirty work and pick the kind of variant.
Yeah, so we had almost, so we did the rush day flight. We labeled, let me backtrack, sorry. We needed to find a new coffee roaster for rush hour this go around. So we enlisted Valparaiso, Lana Coffee, and Slow Train. all local to us, not too far from each other. And to keep it very unbiased, we just labeled them simple square, triangle, circle. And that's how we put it on the board, rush day flight. You get circle, triangle, square, and you get a pour of all the mornings. That's the rush day flight. And we had scorecards where you could vote for the coffee that you felt suited the beer best. The winner happened to be Valparaiso, and that being that, but that's what Mikey had, was the rush day flight.
Yeah. Had it. I couldn't decide between the rush day variants. I was like, I couldn't figure it out. They all tasted pretty damn similar.
I mean, to me, the biggest breakdown I was able to give it, there was one that tasted the most how rush hour was, which ended up being the Valparaiso, in my opinion, just because, better or worse, it's kind of the same company. They kind of spawned from a spinoff, whatever, mm-hmm. and there's no real big secrecy. If you know Fresno Coffee, you know that. Lano's was the most different.
I don't know.
Which it was, but that was the thing. The other two guys, they were good. Lano was the most different just because they chose to go with a lighter roast. It was their kind of a house coffee of theirs, but it was still good. And they're amazing people. We use them in our Cafe Tamarack. And then there was Slow Train, which to me, theirs kind of tasted a little bit more chocolatey, which is not bad. It was still coffee up front. It was still a good beer, but it was just different from what I'm used to rush hour tasting like. But we actually used one of their coffees in our Mocha Midnight Lightning. The Slow Train is the coffee in that. So we're still going to use all three roasters in some way, shape, or form, but Valparaiso won for all of 2017.
Well, congratulations to Valparaiso. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And cheers.
I guess I had a big beer. I don't know. I had an Asahi.
Mm.
At the Edoya. Mm. A sushi. Mm. You don't really have much choice when you're having sushi. True. And I've been having that Asahi there at Edoya for like 20 years. So, you know, it's grandfathered in. Mm-hmm. Asahi is grandfathered in. So,
there's not much you can do.
And those California rolls at holy shit.
Now I want sushi.
Oh my God. Mm. That's good. I'm not really been a big sushi fan, but Jesus, those are good.
Jesus H. Christ.
I bought a growler for producer Becky, the Alt German Brown from Tioga Sequoia.
Oh.
I'm like, and I caught myself drinking it a couple times. I really like that beer.
Nice.
And I know I've heard that it's kind of old and it's about all gone. Is that right, Bader Brewer?
What?
the Alt German Brown?
No. That's there in full effect.
Oh, full effect. That's like not old. It's just, is that like a seasonal or?
It's probably going to be pretty damn permanent.
Oh.
All right.
Well, I like that. But producer Becky liked it too.
Okay.
And Graveyards. I've been having Graveyards. Luponic Distortion. I already had it. The Carl Strauss Peanut Butter Cup Porter. Remember those guys?
Remember those guys. Mm-hmm. I still like them.
Aw.
I actually had their holiday beer in my cooler, too. Open it up on the weekend.
Ooh. Yeah. And Modern Times City of the Sun. Had that.
Nice.
So good.
So good. Having that, so
they do some fine things at the Modern Times.
Yeah, they do things.
They do things.
We've had them now. It's not a big deal.
Hi. There's just like, yeah. Jeez.
Sometimes you're filling spaces between segments. You don't know what's gonna happen.
It's the end of the show, and we're gonna have some cheese.
I'm sorry, guys. So sorry I didn't have the
this
cheese.
This is why cheese. Kelly is why cheese is a thing.
You're welcome.
Cheese.
Yeah. Get some of that brie cheese.
I still say he says cheers, but I like saying cheese.
And cheers.
Cheese. I always get the provolone at Subway.
Oh, hey.
Oh, shit.
I'm a cracker. Don't let the labs get my crackers.
I'll take
Studio Dogs were not fazed by the cracker drop.
Nope. They're it is too late for them. Kelly, Aww. Are there any cheers you'd like to give out?
Oh, yeah. Cheers to the boyfriend, the ghost boyfriend that's here. And
the boy that shall not be named.
He's not here. That has patience for all my drinking endeavors.
Beer patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we always talk about, you know, being dudes and all. Talk about, you know, our wives or girlfriends, like, they gotta put up with our beer geekness and shit. And like, look, it's the tables have turned here.
Yeah.
Now he's gotta put up with your bullshit, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like Monday.
Like, he's like, what fucking beer thing do we gotta go to now?
Yeah, so I appreciate that. Cheers to some of my good friends in L.A., my Brentosaurus and my Sonia, and all the good people that listen to this show too, that I am also friends with through this show.
Yay. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Aww.
That when listeners can be friends and we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you're just like, all right, we do this.
Yeah, we're like, we're just facilitators, like, go, go run and play.
Do stuff.
And we don't have to do anything, right? Yeah, all right, go run and play. I love that, really.
So we don't have to set up an event, and like, you're going to set up one for us?
You guys are going to set things up, and we don't do anything? Yay!
That sounds perfect.
Go Team Perfect Pour!
Yay!
Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though. Just good people that I know in this.
Good beer. Beer, yeah. We kind of forget sometimes that craft beer has cool peeps.
Yeah, no.
There's
a lot of good peeps.
It's pretty rare when you come across an asshole in beer geekdom. I mean, we can get, you know, we can get pretentious and uppity and all that, but I mean, but as far as like a jackass in craft beer, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Very few get kicked out of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I heard some guys that went up to Portland.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to name any names. Got kicked out of a couple craft beer places.
Oh, boy. They're fun.
Los Angeles guys in Portland don't mix, I would say. And when you go to freaking 78 breweries in a day.
That's crazy.
Stuff is going to happen.
You too. I don't even know how they did that. I can like barely go through four because I'm just like, I want to try all these guys. Nah.
Bearded Brewer, you have some cheers.
No.
Nope.
Aww.
Nobody. Everybody sucked this week.
I don't care about anybody for Christmas. Who cares? Whatever. Do better next year. Maybe I'll care about you. Next year.
Maybe you'll get something under your tree.
Cheers. Cheers to our Patreon people. Cheers to our friends.
Golden gods.
Cheers to the golden gods. Cheers to Fontana Jim for just blowing through the tap room every once in a while.
Yeah, Fontana Jim just regularly comes down now. He's got in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Clovis. Don't like to talk about Clovis.
It's fine. Just let it happen.
Shh. Don't bring up Clovis. It's not really a thing. Cheers to everyone I saw at Rush Day. I don't get to go out to beer events as much as I would like. So it was nice to go out to something for a little bit. I saw XL Pedro.
Yeah,
big man, dude.
He was there at Rush Day.
He was at Rush Day, in town at Rush Day.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that was awesome to meet him.
He's a pretty cool dude.
He was a big motivator for getting me down there. I was like, XL Pedro's down there.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming all the way from back east. I probably should go down there.
Stuart's dead.
Stuart's dad. He sent us a lot of beer over the.
I didn't get to talk to him, but he was very polite. He was there. I've talked to him before. He's come to the tap room. We've hung out. We kind of got to talk about things. But that day, I was just so busy. I did not have a chance to sit down. But he was super appreciative of what we did and what he got to try and everything. That's cool. An awesome dude.
That was cool.
Did his dad get him kind of into craft beer? Was it kind of like a mutual? Bond, you know?
Well, I think at the point in time they were all in San Diego, so it was kind of like you could sneeze on craft beer.
Yeah.
It was going to happen one way or another.
Throw a rock at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Cheers to Bearded Brewer 87 for his Rush Day.
Fuck that guy.
Working his ass off at Rush Day. And also back.
Work hard for the money.
Yeah, he did. I saw it. I saw it in action. Balcony Brewing. I'm now calling them from Condo Brewing. They're now called Balcony Brewing.
Balcony. They don't have a balcony.
Jake and Justin. Jake from State Farm and Justin. Well, sorry, they're doing it on the balcony. Okay. That's what I have in my head. They're brewing on the balcony.
Can I have a small segue for a second? Sure. If there's ever podcasts, Perfect Pour podcast listeners that want to do karaoke, let me know. All right. Sorry.
Karaoke? Just meet up for karaoke?
It was the work hard for the money. Come on.
You're ready. You're ready for a karaoke.
I'm ready. Meetup.
Reggie559 hung out with Reg. Reggie Bidge.
I saw him. I didn't get to say anything to him, but I was like, that's Reggie. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that was Reggie. That was Reggie. Oh my God. I saw Reggie. I met Spooky Mango.
Yeah.
Nick always cheers Spooky Mango and just doesn't register. But then I actually got to meet her. So that was cool.
Who is she?
She introduced. She is. She works at
Spooky Mango.
World Market in Bakersfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For that whole thing.
Hey.
Jane's in Bakersfield. It's getting to see him working. Apparently not getting paid. Rumor has it. Larry Souza, I met him. He was just in line, and I was like videotaping. He's like, hey. And I just thought it was just like a dude, like drunk dude, like getting on the video, like, oh, I'm on the video too, bro. But afterwards, he came out and he's like, hey, are you my guy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm Larry. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry. So yeah, that was cool to meet Larry. So I enjoyed going to a beer event. We got to go to Rush Day all the time. We didn't have it organized because I was supposed to be in Phoenix and Nick was just coming back from Hawaii, and of course Matt's working the whole time, so
yep.
We didn't really do an official recording this year, and that just kind of happened. So maybe next year will just be official. If Star Wars would stop releasing on December, next year is their last December, and then they're going to get back on their May, the traditional month for Star Wars. The Han Solo will be in May, but that's not till 2018, so who knows what's going to happen 2017.
Nobody's got time for that.
Ain't got time for that. No. If Rush Day would get off the Star Wars weekend, make it a little easier.
You know what? You want to know where you can
get away from, stop scheduling on Star Wars weekend.
You want to know where you could stick your Rush Day request?
I do not want to know that, actually.
Okay. All right, then.
We'll just move on. So, yeah. Those are all the cheers. And, all, of course, our Golden Gods, as Matt referenced earlier, of our patrons that actually pay for our basic expenses of the podcast.
It helps.
It does. And
podcasting is expensive.
And it can't. Beer podcasting is the most expensive of the podcastings. Of the podcastings, beer podcasting, pretty damn expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
But yeah. We appreciate anything. I'm not going to sit here and say it. I say it every once in a while, like, if you don't give us money, we can't do it. Nah, bullshit. If you give us no money, we'd still be here doing it.
But it that makes doesn't it, mean we don't appreciate
yeah,
it.
It makes it a nice. Hell of a lot easier when you guys help us out like that. So
we're trying to build jacuzzis.
Yeah, we need a jacuzzi, an in-studio jacuzzi. Very nice. Great success,
Jacuzzi. We want great success with big Jacuzzi.
We want Bells to walk in here finally in Dorktown Studios and go, oh, great success. Jacuzzi.
I'll be out in Jacuzzi.
Damn, I mean, it's not summer. Otherwise, we'd podcast in the pool.
That'd be
we did a Dorktown from the pool. I went in the pool. Wow. Nobody else would do it.
Awesome. I'll sit next to the pool. With some.
I'll sit next to the pool.
Yep.
This summer, the Perfect Pour will do a podcast poolside.
Please.
That just got decided. We are doing it.
Mm.
That'd be great.
At Perfect Pour Pod and all the social medias. I'm TrenchRun22 on Snapchat. And that's all you need to know. BearderBrewer87 and all the social medias.
Everything.
You want to follow that guy.
I even have a Pinterest, but I do not use it, so do not try to find me.
Yeah, don't expect anything from it.
Nope.
We have a YouTube channel that I'm just starting to do stuff with. 2017 is resolution of doing putting more stuff to YouTube. So if you look in the we're not up enough to have our own URL yet, but if you look in the show notes and see a YouTube channel, that would be it. There's a couple little things. We'll start doing some stuff in 2017 though. There's not much there right now. Mm-hmm. But thank you for everybody that's listens to the show, and thank you for sharing it and talking about it with everyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Super appreciated, and the show's for all of us, for you and for all of us. So
thank you guys for doing it.
Hey, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming back to town. I'm sure you came back to town just for this, right? Not for Christmas.
Just for this.
Not for Christmas. All right. Well, anything more we got to want to say before? Bearded Brewer's trying to get to that. Trying to get to that beer.
Use your words.
Oh, you hadn't had that yet?
Oh yeah, it's pretty good.
I have.
All right.
I'll do a little bit of a second pour.
Have a goddamn swell day.
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Be safe drinking. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Don't fight with your families.
Yeah, man. Just chill out.
Yeah,
just
drink some beer.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Like I said, if you get overwhelmed,
who's the president?
Go to the garage. Lock yourself in there with the six pack.
Yep.
Put on the perfect pour. Just meditate.
We're here. We're your friends.
That's a good tie-in. I like that.
Yeah. Just meditate with us. Beer, meditation, and the perfect pour. You'll be cool.
With the studio dogs.
We're your friends.
Yeah.
All right. Be safe. Have a great week. Yay. We'll be back next week.
Perfect pour theme song.
Cheese.
Go.
Cheese.
Hi, Roger.
That was it.
He's not here.
Roger's not here. Yeah.